The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This text, Matt, tell me you're not one of them. What is that supposed to mean? I don't know what them is or them.
Clarification, buddy.
I was talking about the, let's not call it sadistic. Let's just call it just, I don't know, in my mind, just bizarre. And I did not watch it live. I saw the main portion yesterday, and then I saw enough clips to put. So before anybody calls in or says, oh, did you watch it all? No, I didn't. Mm-mm. I didn't. But so I'll tell you this. I don't get it. I do not understand it. I know that Paris is, you know, whatever. What am I doing here? I look like one of the big inflatables that's waving at you when you drive by a car lot.
Avant-garde.
Like, it's real.
You know. Oh.
Not really. Superficial is not the right word, but it's real. Pretentious might not even be the right word, but
I don't even know what the right word is. Just like bougie, but like bougie trashy.
Yeah, it's kind of off, like way left of center.
And
even the dudes, like from there, how they dress.
Like, well, see, I mean, that's European fashion. We learned that from European Vacation. Remember how Clark was dressed?
Wimby dress is nice.
I still don't understand who decided that floods were back with dudes in dress pants, like wearing them little slipper shoes with no socks on. Like, let me tell you what, me and the boys are calling you behind your back.
I mean, look, I'm not the picture of fashion. Toes. I wear shorts every day, but. At some point, you got to just like kind of relax with it and say, I don't have to go through all this.
Well,
NBA players do the same damn thing.
Plus, we're not really caught up by fashion fads anymore. Once you've hit a certain age, you're like,
kind of silly wearing your wide-legged jeans in here.
Yeah. I want to appease everyone, Paige. I have skinny leg on my left leg, and I have JNCOs on my right leg.
I'd say the knockoff Timu Carhartt at this point. It don't matter.
Timu Carhartt. What?
It's big not for like
you're
women.
Speaking a different language. No, so the I don't know. This is what I'll tell you. This is my own thoughts on it. Freaking Olympics in America. You got freaking Muhammad Ali carrying that torch, and like how powerful and going back to now. There's still people who feel the way they do about Ali / Cassius Clay. You know, he threw his medal in the river.
And that's the only thing I remember about that Olympics was him and the torch.
Not the, oh, about, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure.
When he was older.
I mean, it was, you know, it was.
Bless him.
It was, it made you remember his legend, you know, his career, his life, and then also, like, how short life is, you know. You're going to go from being a world-class athlete to having Parkinson's and not being able to speak and just, you know, the tremors and all that stuff. I mean, it's sad. And then you go over here in Paris, and you got, I don't know, humpteen different drag queens running it. And then that's not even the big thing. I can look past that. Your Lord's Supper thing, your Last Supper thing, get out of here with that bull crap. What is that?
Now they came out and said, you know, that's what it was. People are still arguing about that's not what it was, but
oh yeah, I mean, it's side by side comparison. It's exactly what it is. What is that? Why is it? Now I'll set this up and tell you that I'm a Christian, but I don't understand the constant mockery of Christianity versus no other ones. Like, yeah, you would not do that about any of the other ones. You would not.
Couldn't.
But I heard that was the center character was Dionysus, and it was the Feast of the Bacchus, like the Bacchae.
That's what some people are arguing.
What, human flesh?
They're saying, like, it's not the Last Supper. But they said, you know, that's what they were depicting.
Yeah, the guy himself, the whatever you would call that.
It don't seem to fit.
What is the person, Paige, in a dance act? A choreographer. Thank you, Paige. Mm-hmm. The choreographer. He said, yes, it's supposed to depict Da Vinci's Last Supper with, like, why the mockery? You're here for the Olympics. What, he's supposed to bring everyone together? Yeah. That thing where we say, all right, we ain't going to bomb you this week. We're going to compete for gold and silver and all that stuff.
It's supposed to highlight the parts of the country, right?
Yeah. Also, this. Marie Antoinette. Remember? They cut her head off. And she's like, oh, they're like, hey, Marie, the poor people, they're hungry. And she's like, oh, let them eat cake. You know, whatever.
If they don't have bread, let them eat cake.
But she never even really said that. Do you know that? She never really said that. Never. 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 Look it up. What was with the thing where they're showing the hologram of Marie Antoinette holding her own head? Like, I thought I was watching, like, Haunted Mansion, a Disney movie.
Oh, and the blood pouring into the sin.
And then the building looks like it's catching on fire, like going back to the French Revolution, because that's what that was all about. And then in the window of every building, they show the hologram of Marie Antoinette holding her head.
That's weird.
What are you doing here? What is this? You trying to rile them up again?
Like, they think of it like this could be a normal, like, display. If nobody will think anything of it, it's non-controversial.
Yeah, right. It's like in the Atlanta Olympics. What if they had, like, hologram Robert E. Lee going down the street? There comes
Sherman.
There comes Sherman, or there's the flame. Sherman's going to get, and then there's so-and-so hologram of him hanging in the street. You wouldn't do that.
That's who lit the torch. Somebody dressed as Sherman.
Like, what was, nobody can explain it. And then all they could do is, like, the, what's the one here that I saw? I kept it up. It was, Foot. Where's it at? It's one of the members of parliament. Like,
George Clinton.
Marianne Marshall, that's how I'll pronounce it. To all the Christians of the world who are watching our Paris ceremony and felt insulted by this drag queen parody of the Last Supper, please know that it was not France that is speaking, but a left-wing minority ready for provocation. That's exactly right. They're trying to get everybody over there riled up, too. Like, as if they're already not, in Paris especially.
The French vibe already seems like a little, you know, debonair kind of... somewhat elitist.
Yeah, shoot, yeah. More so than UK.
But when you put a political message in there with it, too, it's just...
What's political with that, though? Like, you're mocking... If you did that with the big black box, you did that with any other one, I don't even want to name them all.
Oh, yeah, they named the big one, like, you know, Muslims and Jewish people. You couldn't do it with that.
Hell no. Never. But then that's just like open. Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. I don't understand it.
Well, I have friends that watched it and they have kids and they didn't understand that it's not family programming.
The kid's like, what are you doing? What,
mommy, what's happening in this?
That whole piece just seemed odd. The whole runway kind of. Are you trying to highlight France's, I guess, modeling industry? Like, I don't know.
Diversity.
There was some diversity for sure. The guy walking on his toes.
There was a guy walking on his toes.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of odd characters just kind of coming together to, I guess, walk a runway.
I don't know, man. I don't understand it. I don't understand this.
Just show us, like, have a bunch of people dress up like
Croissants. Yeah. I have a bunch of mimes.
Some dancing croissants out there.
Have
mimes are creepy.
Pepe Le Pew from Looney Tunes could be there.
Just stick with a, you know, what we know you by and just kind
of
go from there.
Kissing up the arms of all the ladies.
Have some dudes, some French dudes doing some curtsies and whatever else.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I like Lady Gaga, but I heard she had problems too, that someone fell off the stage.
Well, and then there was a power outage that I thought that would, I thought that was going to be a big deal. Like, oh, the hackers got him. It's just like, oh man, we didn't think about all the people coming here to use the internet. Like, what?
And they have that with football stadiums too. Like, you can't figure this out.
But why does the internet usage make the power go out?
I don't know.
I'm not a tech guy, so I don't know that. But just, I don't know.
I don't know how the bandwidth usage taxes the grid somehow so much.
It's like in on Christmas Vacation where the guy had to go and flick it into, you know, he had to, Clark turns on his Christmas lights and it's the power outage goes out and he's got to go hit the switch. Oh, man. Too much internet.
They like, this was major conversation on social media to the point where people are like, it's not the Last Supper. Unframe me if you disagree. Like, that's how bad it got.
Well, again, when the guy who did it said, yes, it was. It was a, quote, drag queen parody of the Last Supper. I tell you, go do that with some of the other religions and see what happens.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
They've added a new category, a new event for the Olympics this year, ass fencing. Is that true?
Oh my God.
Oh, how would that work?
Oof.
You just got to run backwards and just like.
So you just have to haul off running backwards. And aim right. On guard. I'm running backwards at you.
Are you holding the sword like how you think you
You're
would hold it?
You're not holding the sword.
Okay. I thought it was like a strap-on type situation.
You're like a sword mule.
Sword mule.
Not like jousting, but fencing.
Oh, God. You're talking about stupid stuff we used to watch.
Oh, joust. Lord. Yeah, you would have thought we only had like the History Channel for like 2 years of the show.
Right.
Let's go to, we'll do some phones. People want to talk about the Olympics. 1-800-774-0093. Let's start first with Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I just want to preface this whole like controversy. We have to remember who the hosting country is. It's the French. Okay, they overdo everything. They're very flamboyant. I mean, they have a history of doing so from Marie Antoinette all the way to Napoleon. So if somebody was bound to find something offensive. I'm offended every day, but I don't go boycotting things. What we should be boycotting is the fact that a convicted child rapist has been allowed to compete in this Olympics.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
I didn't know that either. Who are we talking about?
Yes. So there is a beach volleyball player from the Netherlands who is convicted, was supposed for 4 years of a child sentence. The IOC was aware of this, and they've allowed them to compete anyway. So that, to me, is a much bigger deal than, you know, people being offended over, you know, a portrayal of the Last Supper. I mean, I get it. It's people's religion, but there's things that are offensive all the time. So in my opinion, that's what should be being boycotted rather than, you know, some performance that somebody didn't approve of.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that because you have Russian, you know, athletes that can't compete as a team. They're individual. Because
correct.
They're steroid.
Yeah, they didn't. Right. Yeah, no, this is a huge thing. I mean, a lot of people were very angry. In fact, when he came out and played the other day, there was a lot of booing. And it's just, I mean, that's not okay. And if that had been an American athlete, let's be honest, there's no way they would have been in the game. So,
oh, no.
I mean, it's just, that's a bigger deal to me than this other thing. I'm not knocking anybody's religion here, but I think people have to learn to, you know, just deal with things and get over it. Because these are athletes. They've worked very hard to get there. There's 10,000 and some athletes in these games, and every one of them has done something amazing. I can't do it. So kudos to them, and they rock. And USA is doing great. I mean, Biles last night was an injury, man, she rocked it anyway, so good for her.
Yeah, plus she's Simone, like she's yeah. on she her latter her. Years of competing and still killing it.
Yeah, well, there was a 30-something year old gymnast last night that was just, you know, making it look like it was nothing, so I'm like, oh y'all.
Well, while we're at it, anyway. What do you think though about like what we were saying earlier, like, well, let's throw the controversy at all the different things out, but the fact that like our own gymnasts, like, you know, the different supplements and stuff. I mean, it's, you know, it's been said that it changes their bodies so they can compete better. Like, what do you think about that?
I mean, I think anything performance enhancing, I think you shouldn't be allowed to take it. I mean, I don't really know the specifics on this particular thing. It may be something that's not real. It just may help them a little. I don't know. I mean, I think there was a whole controversy, you know, when Michael Phelps was, you know, spotted, you know, but that's not a performance enhancing drug. That enhances nothing unless you're putting a giant Hershey bar at the end of the lane. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
You don't want to put one of those in the pool. Yeah.
And maybe,
you
know, let's just be honest here. That enhances nothing.
That's true.
I just think it's going to be a good game, but I just really think people just need to cool their jets. I mean, I get it, it's offensive, but there's a lot of offensive things every day. I'm more offended by the child rapist thing. So
I did not know about that.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. Thank you,
that's
Amanda.
Awesome.
Have a good morning.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. So you put me in my place just
then. You did.
I would definitely boycott a child rapist. If I would. Now I feel bad because I didn't know.
Well, I mean, they'd take stuff like that. That's not something they're going to parade around on the news.
No.
You know? You know, look, here's the thing. Here's another text. We walk around looking for things to be offended about now. To a point, I would agree with that. I would. But I think what it is with some of maybe what I said was, if we're going to go out and do these things where, you know, oh, this is a religious thing, there might be some offense taken, then take chances on all of them.
Yes.
Mr. Art, like, dude, go try it on all of them and see. I mean, you
see what the repercussions are.
Yeah. And then what happens is you just go, you get eventually, like, the people who are just downtrodden over and over again, they're going to get fed up with that bullcrap. And I still don't understand. It's in France. Why would you use the hologram of Marie Antoinette in a creepy way? First off, she's beheaded, holding her head. And then she's in the window of every one of the – that was creepy. It was kind of cool, but
– do the fun stuff. Highlight the fun stuff.
It'd be like, oh, it's in America this year. Look, there's a hologram of Abe Lincoln getting shot.
Yeah, I mean, we could have done a ton of stuff that was oppressive and, you know
– oh, yeah.
Depressive.
Let's go to Scott on line two. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Yourself, sir?
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. As far as it goes for myself, I don't even turn the Olympics on this year just because of it. And people can say whatever they want, transphobe, homophobe, whatever. I don't care. I'm tired of the garbage. You want to cram it down our throats every time we turn around.
I heard that.
You live your life, let me live mine. So if you don't like my opinion, I don't like yours, it don't matter.
That's true.
That's the easiest way to look at it. I mean, if you disagree.
Well, see, that's the problem. Anybody, anymore this time, they want us to agree on everything, but it's like you can have your opinion, but I can't have mine.
That's how it seems when people start to argue about it. Like, you know, they're like, I'm right, you're not going to convince me either way, which is not a good way to start an argument.
Well, no. I mean, you open mind. I'll listen to anybody talk about anything. But
yeah,
if you allow that to change your convictions about things, then, you know, it wasn't as strong as you thought it was, I don't feel.
Yeah.
But not. But it's never worth, like I know exactly what you're saying. Like, a difference of opinion, and then it leads to words, and then violence solving it. Yeah, that's not the answer either. Absolutely not the answer. Where are you calling us from, Scott?
In Lenoir, North Carolina.
Oh, Lenoir, yes. I believe that's a French territory, is it not?
Sounds like it.
Oh, Lenoir? Yeah. Sounds French-Canadian a little bit. All right, Scott, God bless you. Have a good morning.
Have a good day. You too, guys.
They said, not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of.
Lenoir. Better not be. Hang on now.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, so this guy, we said this beginning of the show, we were going to try to get him on that worked with his schedule, obviously, because of work. He's in a newer relationship, and something is amiss, and he wanted to get our advice on it. And not just ours, but you listening right now, so get ready. Say hello to Anonymous. I appreciate you for coming on. Thank you. Uh-oh. You there?
Hello?
Hey,
yeah,
man, I'm going to tell you.
That's my fault.
When I read this email, I laughed. I mean, not like I'm laughing at your plight, but the way it was written, it made me chuckle a lot. And I wanted to get you on because I bet you, just bet you, that, Fat Boy, wouldn't you say maybe 30% of our male audience has experienced something like this, if not more?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Let's see if this is true. What's going on? Tell us about this. Is it a girlfriend, or y'all just seeing each other? Or?
Yeah. No, she's a new girlfriend, and I really like her. You know, I'm looking for some advice. Well, I guess I'll just dive right into it. You know, so she has some fetishes. You know, like fetishes apparently.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just slightly odd to me, but at the same time, I feel like I might actually secretly enjoy it.
Oh.
And I really just want to hear like what other guys' like reactions are, obviously without being like very graphic.
that's you know within the confines of our show, especially. Oh wow, I didn't know you secretly liked it. I thought you felt intimidated by this. Go ahead. Now I'm even more slightly intrigued.
Yeah,
this so don't like, involve your rear end, does it?
Maybe.
Oh, I just wanted to see.
Yeah, so like I said, without being so graphic, well, like for example, like when we're having sex, like she'll like to like squeeze and pinch and even kiss around my nipples.
And,
I've never had that.
When she Yeah, when she first did that, like, it caught me way off guard. I was like, what the heck is this? You know?
like, squeezing him, like, hurt? Honestly. Oh, it tickled.
Yeah, it kind of tickled, and it felt very effeminate.
Well, can I make a generalization here real quick?
Yeah.
You sound, please. And this is like, I could be way off base here.
Oh, boy.
But you sound like a guy who's probably really skinny and don't really have anything to work with up top, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
what
me.
Is that? No, I don't.
That is not nice.
So what is she squeezing? Like, he's got nothing. Like,
oh, he has nipples? Saying, yeah, nipples. Like, I mean, I guess what he's trying to say is, how big a boy are you? Like, I mean, you've probably maybe seen us online. I mean, you know, we bigger boys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not a twig, but I'm
okay. I have to say, like,
twig.
Okay. This really caught me off guard. I didn't know all the, now, does the effemination, yeah. Is that a word? Does the effemination like come from her kissing your nipples?
Yeah, like when,
okay,
like,
I get that. I do. I really, I understand that. I understand.
Yeah,
that.
And
I wouldn't like
and
it.
She seems to.
It tickled to me.
Yeah, she seems to really enjoy it. Like, really enjoy it.
And okay, Paige, he can't see you. What's
your
question?
I know, but I'm thinking maybe she's doing that to you because she likes that done to herself.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing that. I mean, I don't know that.
That's the
so
first thing.
Maybe it feels good. To her, and she's making you feel good too.
He said that he feels like he might be liking it. Then I don't know what the problem
What's the
is.
Problem?
I couldn't like it.
I don't. I
well, the thing is like I've always heard, like, you know, she seems to really enjoy it, but, like, you know, I've always heard, like, sometimes in a relationship you have to do things that maybe you don't want to do that, you know, they enjoy, and, you know, it's like putting on a TV show that I like and she doesn't like, or taking her to a concert for a band that she's not really interested,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but that's, that's cohabitating and kind of like, you know, you're being selfless, but.
This could go down the slippery slope of being objectified, too, so you want to watch out.
Oh.
So as far as what women have asked you to do, either one of you, is this outrageous?
I haven't done this. I wouldn't like it. Definitely.
You've done that. Not had it done to you.
I have not had it done to me. I wouldn't like it. Especially, you know, she's like, you know, push
I'm
them
too
together.
Ticklish.
You wouldn't really like am. It though.
No, and I get the thing about you saying it makes you, it feels effeminate to you. But I mean, see, that's the thing. There's something I can't allude to in any way right now, but there's a certain thing that seems like it's more in now that I would never.
Can you, like?
I could show you. I'll charade it.
Okay. Let's see. We haven't played charadio in forever.
Okay.
Should I guess? Or are we just?
Well, no. I'm the woman. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm up here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
No, 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 no.
You would not want that done to
no.
you.
No, no.
No, yeah,
so
clearly, that was...
So text in your guesses, 72341. Like no, that right there, no, I wouldn't like
now
it.
There's...
But you said down deep you're liking it, so she might be... The world's conditioned you to think this is like she's breastfeeding or whatever. But no, I mean, it's like... She's helped you realize this is something you don't like. Now, you don't want to run around and maybe tell everybody. You're anonymous right now, but I mean...
I hate women enough to put them through that, what you just straight at it.
But if she likes it, though...
Then, yeah, I don't know why... What
I don't know everything I was talking about. I don't know why anybody would want to be in that.
I'm not sure which part of the anatomy you were talking about there.
The butt.
Okay.
I was kind of shocked.
But,
it's cool.
Well, the look on your face, I knew that it was... unpleasant.
Yeah, that's not even like a effeminate or any like
when
either
you're going
either
like
way.
This.
But you know,
either
this,
way that
this is
be.
How stuff gets discovered. You know, this is because people don't think about doing certain things with certain stuff. You know,
well,
it's like, oh, I never thought about that before. Let's see if you know.
I think that you're finding out that you like this, and again, the world's conditioned you to think this is bad, but you like. your nipples squeezed and smacked her.
But what if I didn't like it? I mean,
you should tell her.
Yeah.
Would I tell her, or should I fall on the sword?
See,
I mean,
that's no. If it's something like that, you have to say it. But this is something I've often wondered about. Like, let's say you're in the throes of passion, Paige, and you're sitting there and you're kissing about his chest.
Yeah.
How does he let you know? Does he let you know then, or then afterwards, after you're having that cigarette or whatever you're doing? Fat boy goes and has
a
snack.
I mean, you may say, start kissing a guy on the lips and then kiss him somewhere else and then lead down to where he really wants you to go, and you're teasing him all the way down there.
There are a lot of texts that are into what this guy's having trouble with.
Goodness. From women that love doing it?
From the guys who like getting it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. I'm just too ticklish. Try me, Paige. I'll laugh.
Mm. Plus, you know... There was a text that said, this is a good sign of experimentation, you know, that it's a good start.
That's it doesn't mean everything in life you got to go try it to see if you like it. I think there's just certain things, you know.
And I'll be honest with you, as a woman, there are things that I don't like to do that I do for a man.
Write it down. Please write it down.
Shred it right now.
No.
Shred it. Oh,
really?
Boy.
You don't like that?
I thought she was punching herself in the face. No. I was looking at the profile. All I saw was her hitting herself in the face, Roy.
I want to know who really likes that.
Why is he punching you in the mouth like that?
Why'd you use two hands?
With the fist sideways.
Stop. I never did that.
No, dude, you like it. You're learning about yourself. And I'm not judging you. If you like that, you know, and she obviously likes it, then there you go. You do it.
In relationships, you got to give a little to get a little.
Now, if she starts hurting him things, you should say something.
Stop.
Then. I mean, like, you have to. You got to have that safe word.
You don't know where it's going to go next.
Yep.
But you're about to find out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No. True. You good. Oh, wow. Look at this text.
Oh.
I had a girl the same way. This helped me realize that I got my nipples pierced. That I got my nipples pierced. Maybe that made them realize they wanted to get their nipples pierced. But I always heard, too, if you really in the nipple play and you get the nipples pierced, that it can kill the
sensitivity. Like,
yeah,
you could lose
it messes up the – it doesn't – like, you don't want to have them messed with then. Maybe.
Oh.
Hey, Anonymous, some people have issues with this, but if she asked you to choke her, could you do something like that?
Oh, my God.
With your hands.
Yeah. Is it another
– Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I can try.
Nope, that's off limits with me.
Be careful.
Like, she can't even ask for it, right?
No, even she took my hands and put it there and started. And I was like, no.
What if she choked herself? Would that just look weird?
That would, yeah. I'd be like, you don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, what if you killed
her? Trying to
that's
do this.
Never good.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Well, she's like, okay, choke me. I'll do the womp womp sounds for you. Like, we'll have a trade off.
Hey, dude, I appreciate this guy's taking his, I don't know if it's his lunch hour, but he's taking his break time to do this. Thank you.
I hope
that helps you get something figured out with that, okay?
No worries, guys. I'll probably just see how I like it, and if I don't really like it, I'll probably tell her.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you, guys.
P1 nipple guy.
You better hope she don't find somebody that likes everything.
Yeah, she could.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, threesomes. That was the thing during headlines, and the text messages are incredible. I only wish an nth of y'all would call in and anonymously, of course.
Party man Dan, you said you had one with a couple dudes, man. Call us up.
It wasn't Dan. There was a funny text, though, that said, the one you responded to, Fat Boy.
Yeah, let me go back and see.
While you do that, I'll give out the phone numbers because we've already got a couple on hold. 1-800-774-0093.
Are you also
listen.
A dude?
No, listen.
Oh, my
back?
God.
Okay, it said, I had an impromptu threesome when I was 43, and the two guys were in their 20s. I said, are you also a dude? Oh, we got an answer back.
Wait.
Nope. Proud female, born and raised.
Proud female.
Good for you.
Okay, she was born one, too.
But she was in the
this is really cool.
MFM? MMF?
She was MMF. Hopefully it was MFM. I hope it wasn't MMF.
She was watching them, and then she...
Oh.
Good for her.
Oh,
look at that.
I got a lot of texts about that, too.
Two guys in their 20s.
If it hurt to sit down for weeks on end. Let's go to some of these calls. You know,
what's appropriate at that? I'm kind of confused about
it. Can I read the one?
I love this text. At 43, that's awesome. So it's never too late. That's a great text. You're right. It's never too late.
A girl blanking your blank and your blank. You were pretty fun.
What?
That's all it says.
That sounds like a bot.
It's got to be a bot.
That sounds like a bot sent that text in.
You were pretty fun.
A caveman that is like, it sounds like the description of an international porno movie. Let's go 1-800-774-0093. Dylan, we'll go to first. Dylan from Parts Unknown, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
So, pretty much about that whole threesome thing. So, I mean, you, like, Paige is pretty much on top of it, like, where she said that it was pretty much all overthinking. Because, I mean, I wanted to try it out, and it was with one of my friends. And in the long run, it sort of just stuck in my brain. I was, like, just overthinking it. And, like, was she getting more pleased from this guy, or was she, like, more pleased from me? And all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, man, it just eventually ruined our relationship, and we just...
You and your friend?
Yeah, it was me and my friend at the time.
Yeah.
And not to be gross, but wouldn't you want to go first if you're...
Rise, guys.
See, I was first.
Not gross. That's actually... I mean, there's a reason why it's called sloppy seconds. Dylan, am I right?
Oh, my God. I didn't mean it that way, but, you know.
Right.
It's what I always was told. So, Dylan, was that the only time you've done that?
Yeah, that's the only time, and I would never do it again. Like it messed with my mind so bad. And eventually, I got jumped for it because I left her and stuff. And it just awful ordeal.
Oh, it was your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough,
buddy.
That's tough. And then because then every time the friend would come over afterwards, and you're just sitting there thinking about, wow,
this is awkward.
Man. Yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
Dylan, what if I told you that guy's on hold right now and he's about to talk to you?
Hey, Fred.
Dylan,
you have a good morning, sir. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Of course. No problem. Right,
see you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Dylan, my gosh. Yeah, I would not that... Like, no. That's the thing.
What happened? I missed it because I was getting the next guy.
So he said that... He was in a three. He had one threesome. He regretted it because he had the threesome with his friend, and the friend, he said it messed up our relationship. But then as he went on, it was his girlfriend, his friend, and they.
Which means she probably picked him out for it, and he begrudgingly.
Because you don't
want
to present your friend, because then it's like, what were you thinking about wanting to do him and you working me in?
Because I know, like, why are you so horned up or whatever he's gonna say when you come home at night? Are you thinking about the other guy? Because that would he would keep running his mouth for the rest of our me thinking about somebody else.
If he came over to the house and he got there before you did, you're like, oh, does anything look disarrayed in here? Why'd the pillow on the couch?
Why'd you close your eyes?
What are you two doing?
Who are you thinking about? I want you to stare at me the whole time, open eyes. Like Bernie Mac looking at me.
Right. It'd be crazy, dude. For the rest of the time, like, I'm not thinking about anybody. I don't ever want to have sex ever again.
Who are you thinking about right now?
Fat boy, this person online, too, is that his quote or yours?
Well, mine, but he has to be anonymous.
Okay.
It has to be.
Okay. Fat boy says, you won't believe this. Anonymous, good morning. Uh-oh, he or she may not know.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Fatboy says we won't believe this story. Not that he's calling you a liar, but this is crazy. Tell us what this story is.
Okay, so I had a girl that I had been seeing for a little while.
Yeah.
And she liked to party, so she asked me if there was anybody that I had friend-wise that would want to come hang out with us. And I just happened to have a good friend of mine that I was like, well, he might be down to hang out. And so I gave him a call, and he came over and everything, and he'd never met this girl. I'd been seeing her for a little while, and he got to talking to her, and he kept asking her. He was nervous, I could tell. I believe it was his first rodeo, but he was like, asking her about where she's from and who, you know, who she knew and this, that, and the other. And he decided to go out for a smoke. Well, he texted me while I was still in there talking to her, and he said, man, come out here. So I walked outside, and he was all pacing back and forth, and I said, what's going on, man? And he said, He said, well, he said, man, I'm about 85% sure this is my cousin.
No! Oh,
still a 15% chance.
Oh. No, you didn't.
I said, how would you know? And he's like, man, I've got people related to these people with the same last name and up here in the same area and all this. And
yes.
He said, I'm not 100%. He said, but I'm sure. And I said, well, you're going to have to tell her. I said, that's on you, man. You better tell her because she's expecting a party, you know. And he said, I'm going to tell her, you know. And I ain't going to lie to you, fellas. As soon as we walked in the door, she was sitting there kind of, you know, buck naked. And he said, turn off the lights.
Oh, no, he didn't. I was about to joke. He was going to tell her after.
Oh, my God.
he said, hit them lights.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
God. He was already a G for smoking.
Oh, my God.
Now he is times two.
Yeah. Oh, he took the pre-sex cigarette. Oh, man.
How did you feel about that, though?
Hey, she wasn't my cousin.
What a line. Man.
Turn off the lights.
God.
Call it a day.
You have a bonfire. Let me know.
Oh,
I'll be there for the
God.
Stories. I want to come listen to the stories. All right, my friend. Have a good morning.
Love you guys.
Love you.
I love you
Thank
too.
You. God.
Gosh. And you know my cousins. That would never in a million years happen.
I wouldn't turn
Paige.
The lights off as your cousin. Paige, I went to high school with one of Paige's cousins. My God. She was gorgeous. Still is.
Still
Paige,
is.
Anytime I mention her, Paige shows me your picture. I'm like, yeah, Paige, she's still hot as hell. She's still married?
Yes. Mm. Happily married.
Happily?
Mm-hmm.
All these texts. Let me try to censor some of these. Had a similar situation. I did not. I ended up going to church with the. Hold on. That's
oh no!
Text.
This is crazy.
Boy, yeah, I cannot.
If he is tickled over there, this is good.
This one's so the text is so long. It's broken up into like four parts, but it's separated by other texts, so it's kind of hard to match together. But basically. From what I understand, it was one of those things where ended up realizing, went to parents' church. So this girl ended up going to their parents, this person's, I assume it's a guy's, parents' church. He went outside to say that he needed to go get condoms, ended up getting in his car and leaving. Okay. Well, he didn't go through with it. That ain't all that funny. Why'd I waste my time? Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Hey, Anonymous.
This girl ended up going to
yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Me and a buddy was hanging out, and we was getting low on cigarettes, and we needed some liquor and all. And he's like, well, I got us a way I can get us some cigarettes, liquor, and I can get us all laid, too. He said, let me call my brother up.
What?
So he calls his brother and talks to his brother's girlfriend. Next thing I know, she comes and picks us up, takes us to the store, gets us cigarettes, go gets us a bottle of liquor. We all go back to the house and choo-choo that girl.
What the
hell? I don't have emphysema, I swear.
What does that mean?
You know, they say it's hard to stop a train, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good heating and air plug.
Anonymous. Unbelievable. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't. You weren't grossed out by it or anything? You didn't turn it down?
Well,
it wasn't
first,
his brother.
Yeah, and then she just wanted to come back for me. So, I mean, I got the good end of the stick, so.
Hang on now.
What stick are you talking about? All right.
Mine.
All right, what a stick in the mud. All right. Anonymous, thank you. You have a great morning.
His brother's girlfriend.
His brother's girlfriend. Oh,
buddy's,
my gosh. Oh.
Buddy's brother's girlfriend.
So many questions. Like, from the first call, like when a girl says to you, I like to party, does that mean to you that she wants one of your friends to come join in? To me, that always meant, like, yes. She does coke.
Yeah.
Hey, do you party?
What happened to the light?
What do you mean, party?
Oh, gosh.
Never have I heard such redneckery this early in the morning.
Well,
it was all beautiful.
You should have been here at 6:05.
Oh, my
goodness. Really rolling. All right. We will.
He got cigarettes and liquor, too.
Where can we go right now to get laid, get cigarettes, and get liquor? Is the Jockey Lot open? No.
Oh, somebody texted, I guess, about both calls and said, you know, there were some big women.
What an awful thing to say. I've known some skinny sluts in my life. Right? Haven't we all?
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, yep.
We knew the one girl that joined the army to bang everybody
that
in.
That was like one of the things she said.
She was excited to go to bed.
Yes.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys.